Laudator Jesus Christus.
Welcome to Vatican Radio's English service for South Asia.
Hello and welcome to our special program on the Year of Faith, The Faithful Witness, a series on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world.
I pray you'll be alright and watch us where we go and help us to be wise in times when we don't know. Let this be our prayer when we lose our way. Lead us to a place, guide us with your grace to a place where we'll be safe.
You're listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly feature based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. These are people who lived their ordinary lives in extraordinary ways. They are examples of great fortitude and virtue. Their unique stories inspire us to be rooted in our faith. God calls each one of us today to inspire our brothers and sisters and to be witnesses of our faith. The faithful witness of this week is Bishop Salvatore Lobo. He is the Bishop of Baraipur in the northern part of India. Our faithful witness of today, Bishop Salvatore Lobo, shares with us his faith experiences and the challenges he's faced in his life and mission. Your Grace, a hearty welcome to Vatican Radio. Tell us briefly about you and your diocese.
I'm Bishop Salvatore Lobo from the Diocese of Baraipur, which is in the state of West Bengal in India. We have 60,000 Catholics spread about 22 parishes and 80 mission stations, which are sub-centers of the parishes. Our diocese is on the Sundarbans, which means it is 4 feet below the sea level. People are mostly fishermen, and of course they are poorer people who earn their livelihood with the great labor. And mostly they were baptized by Belgian and Yugoslavian Jesuits who toiled in this area for last, 140 years at least.
How do you form your people in faith?
Our first work was to help out the people to deepen their faith by education, both school education and also faith education. For faith education, what I planned was that they would have more and more seminars conducted in our pastoral center, which is known as Dishari. We have a family center, Poribar Jyoti, where the education is given in family values. And this center has been very well accepted by Hindus and Muslims. We have a lot of people coming, both Hindus and Muslims, college students and school students, coming in to get the education, what you call values of life.
Pope Benedict XVI said some time back that two major challenges for pastors today is pastoral care and preaching of the gospel. Your comments?
Yes, day by day, one thing people are losing, the giving less and less value to the religious part of life. In our area, it has been much more because people are struggling every day for a livelihood. And they think that the faith level is the second part of the game. That is, first they have to survive. It is true that two things have to be preaching with the gospel and pastoral level. But before that, people have to survive.
Yeah.
And that is where we have been struggling to make the people stand on their feet so that they can give attention to the spiritual matters. And one thing I have realized as a priest for last 38 years, Without your body, there cannot be a spirit contained in it. And therefore, primary work before preaching, we have to see that they are able to stand on their own feet and believe. So I do believe that both preaching of the gospel and, of course, the evangelization are primary, no doubt at all. But you need a little base to prepare for this ground before that. And therefore, we have been working also on the other level of helping the people to alleviate their poverty a little so that they can think of religion, think of God.
How do you see the new evangelization proposed by the Pope?
It is true. You know, once faith is planted, you need to strengthen it. As a gardener, I know, once we plant a plant, we need to water it, manure it, take care of it. Same thing for the souls. Once faith is there, faith is to be taken care. If it is disappearing, then we have to redo that. Evangelization, even in India, in the areas where it is weaker now or going weaker, it is needed. For us here, also in this area, re-evangelization itself is a thing that we really should focus on that. We need to help out in this too, because people have very shallow ideas of faith.
Okay.
They have to be deepened. And for that, what you need is make the people read the Bible, believe in it, and at the same time also have deeper religious education for this. And very especially Vatican II,
okay,
has come out with so many values for us which were lost, and we need to replant them in the hearts of the people and help the people to understand them.
Tell us one of your successful mission which others also can share.
Yes, one of that which has been very much appreciated at this moment is my work for the family center, Parivar Jyoti. This is a work where we are concentrating on broken families, families that are not united together,
okay,
not bonding together. And the work is going on for both Catholic families and non-Christian families. We get the people, couples are brought together, Hindus and Muslims and Christians, sometimes only Hindus, sometimes only Muslims, sometimes only Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
And we give them the values of life, especially through Catholic values, gospel values. We bring them to the moral education and how they can hold on to the family values of respecting the elders, taking care of them. Also, realizing that the family is a life that is bonded together by husband and wife. Therefore, they have to respect one another and they have to also accept one another with their weaknesses. It has borne a lot of fruit. We have brought together husbands and wives who had been separated for a long time, and the children who had been missing their parents, or at least one of the parents,
okay,
been able to put together in hundreds of them, not just one or two. We are making a great stride for the college students,
okay,
especially giving them the moral value,
okay,
and also for the high school students of the class 9, 10, 11, 12. These have been flocking to our area for our family center, and that is being used all the 365 days.
As a priest and bishop, what is your most memorable faith experience?
As a priest, my most memorable experience was right in the beginning when I took over as a parish priest in Moropai. A young boy died out of a snake bite. And that was a shock to me because I was trained in medical line a little. And I thought I knew many things. And when he died in my hand, so to say, in a night, when our doctor could not come in and we could not transport him to this one, and that had shocked me so much. That had given me the fragility of human life and, of course, the great hope of a new life after death.
Okay.
That had brought me much closer to religion and to the church in itself.
Other okay,
most experience that helped me out was the beatification of Mother Teresa. I was selected to be the head of the two tribunals, one for her virtues and other one for the miracle. For the virtues, I interviewed about 120 people, people of all backgrounds. There were cardinals, there were archbishops, there were politicians, there were IAS officers, Indians, Americans, and that had given me a very deep insight into the spiritual life of Mother Teresa. And that also helped me to get closer to God and get much more dependence on the Eucharistic Lord.
Your message to the Catholics in this year of faith?
We need to depend on the mercy of the Lord day and night. Our lives are in His safe hands, and it is He who can guide us and give us the life eternal. And therefore, we should always pray, use the Bible, and truly trust in the Lord who has come to us as a Savior and given us new life and resurrection. And that is the strength of any Catholic Christian, I do believe.
Thank you, Bishop.
Thank you. God bless you.
That was Bishop Salvador Lobo, Bishop of Baraipur in the northern part of India, sharing with us his faith experiences.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Yes, eternal is His love.
You have been listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly series based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. If you have a faith experience to share with us, let us know.